This next page, Mel Bay, page 12, this is where the real fun begins, because now, you know, you don't have your guide to have next to you. You really have to sort of memorize the names of the notes and the positions of the notes, you know. So, again, we're just going to review for a minute. I'm going to go to, like, some other... I'm going to go to page 13 at the top, the Inchworm song, and... We're just going to play a little game. We'll name the note and then play it, and you listening along, play this game with us. So we're kind of reading, but we're reading not in tempo, just whenever, right? So we're going to look at that first note of Inchworm, page 13, Mel Bay, and tell me the name of the note. The name of the note, you probably know it already, but in case for you listening, if you're not sure what note that is, it's on the space, and space rhymes with?
Face.
Face, you got it. And is it the 1, 2, 3, or 4th space? It's the 3rd space, mm-hmm. So it's got to be C, right? The 4th letter in the word face.
Uh-huh.
And where is the C? B string, 1st finger, that's right. 2nd string, 1st finger. So there's a couple things going on. When you first learn to read, this is a good spot to be at, a challenging place to be. But once you get over this, it all comes way easier. You know, like I keep telling, like remember when you first learned the C chord and it was very challenging, and now you have a few chords, they come much quicker than they used to. The same with reading. So it's not always going to be this difficult. But in the beginning, you have to memorize the name of the note, what it looks like on paper, and where it is on the guitar, and that's two totally different things. So actually, we're doing both things at once. So we have C there, next note, on the line or space.
Line.
And it's every good boy does fine. So what would be the name of that note? What's the name of it?
D.
D, that's right. And what way you play that? It would be 3rd finger of the 2nd string. So this may be very good practice. All right, so very good. Now we got the next note is what?
E.
Where do we play it? Top string open. Next note after that is back to D.
Uh-huh.
Same note we just had. And now let me skip around a little bit. How about 4th note of the 2nd bar? All right, so bar, 2nd measure, last note is on space or line?
Line,
and it's called F, and it's played with top string, 1st finger. So you're doing great. What about 4th bar, 3rd note? It's above the staff.
G.
It's the only note we have above the staff, which is G, 3rd finger, 1st string. Good, how about, I'm gonna skip to the 2nd system of Inchworm. By system, I mean the whole line. So it's the 5th bar, but I'm calling it 2nd system, 1st bar, last note. We have B, and it's open 2nd string. So that's how you should do it. You should, before you, read along with us, or if at any time you're struggling, go back and just randomly look at different notes and name them. And then try and play them. So here we go on. We're gonna go on March. We're gonna go back in order. I was just skipping around for an additional exercise. So we're gonna play March together. You ready?
Okay.
So 1, 2. Starts on a G. 4. Beats each, so just like here, 1, 2, 3, 4, good. And hold that one for 4 beats, good. Almost perfect. Should we do that one again? Let's do it again.
Okay.
Little bit faster, 1, 2, 3, 4. We both missed the string on the last note. Very good, though. Otherwise, it's very good. All right.